is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented on the GSMC Podcast Network for all of your podcast needs. It is the end of 2017, and I just want to thank you guys for, continuing to sign in and listen to all of my weird news topics that I gather and hoard and distribute for your listening needs. This is basically drugs for your ears. And if you're anti-drugs, let's say it's yoga for your ears. And if your ears aren't very flexible, then we're just going to say it is candy for your ears. If you don't like candy, then candy or yoga or a libation, then I don't know. Maybe great sounds. Whatever you like is fine. This is where we're at. I'll talk to you guys about a few different mind control aspects. I got one guy beating up an ATM. I got all of us getting brainwashed by a phone. And then I have all of us getting brainwashed by religion, and then millions of people dying. So yeah, I mean, yeah, it's gonna get kind of active on the show today. Gonna get really active. This is where I'm gonna go first. My first mind control aspect is this. I want to go ahead and just congratulate Apple for being. I'm gonna give them the finesse of the year award. Finesse of the year. I may do this probably every week because. I'm going to go ahead and start doing more of these episodes for you guys. Instead of once a week, it's going to be three times a week. And I'm going to have Finesse Fridays. We're going to call this Finesse Friday. And I'm going to tell you guys who finessed us the best this Friday. I'm just going to start with it. I wasn't going to wait till the end of the episode, but I'm going to tell you guys now. So as a lot of you know, since the first iPhone came out in like 07, I used to work for a carrier that provided the iPhone a while ago. And what we would notice as people that did sell the phones, we noticed that every model from like 2 years ago wouldn't work on the new software. We noticed this. Customers did. Everyone did. It was like an ongoing joke. You know, you got to buy a new iPhone every 2 years because the new software doesn't work on the old one. And it's an ongoing it's just an ongoing finesse, and we all knew about it. Kind of like as you get older, like, you know, Santa Claus isn't real, but when you're younger, you think he's real. But it's like after 2 years, like, I guess, I don't know, from like what, when you're like three to like what, nine or ten, three to like eight, maybe three to eight, you think Santa Claus is real. I don't know. But for a long time, you believe he's real. When you're one and two, I don't think you know what's going on. But since the iPhone dropped from like 07, and then when it got to be like 2009, we're like, wait, the old one doesn't work on the software. And then when we got 2010, we're like, okay, I see. This is a thing now. I get it. It's a thing. And we all knew. It was fine. We all knew about it. However, it was never something that was, confirmed. We just figured it's a software update. Software update makes your phone slow down. So be it. What ended up happening this year is it got leaked that Apple was actually slowing down iPhones, like slowing them down. Like, we're going to make this phone run slower for you. And everyone found out about it. They released an article saying they slow down the phone's optimization process because the battery is weaker. So because the battery is weaker, they make it so that the phone can do less so it doesn't burn up as much battery. Oh, Okay, got it. Understood. So you know what Apple decided to do out of the kindness of their heart? What they're going to go ahead and do, because you guys don't have batteries that can keep up with the newest software, they're going to go ahead and do a battery replacement for you. Because, you know, like, it's not necessarily their fault that they're slowing down the phone. It's the phone's fault, because the phone is so powerful that it can't keep up with the battery's life. So Apple said that they're going to go ahead and just, you know, just Apple's going to go ahead and, you know, just give you guys a new battery, you know. So, oh, well, not give it to you. That'd be silly. They're not going to give you a new battery. What they're going to do is they're going to charge you $29 for the new battery, basically. So that's where we're at right now. Let me recap this for you. Let me make sure we're clear on this. So you guys that have been buying iPhones, we're going to make this clear. They've been purposely slowing down the phone. And what they're going to do now, since they're aware of it and they're slowing it down because of optimization, what they're going to do now is they're going to give you a new battery. But you got to pay $29 to get the new battery for it. And then all is well. It is Finesse Fridays, and Apple is the illest finesser of all time for this. They're purposely slowing down your phone that you paid $1,000 for. And for you to fix it, they're going to bless you with a $29 battery. All is good in the world. Congratulations for buying an iPhone. That is the ultimate level of finesse if I've ever seen it. So, I mean, I applaud Apple. I definitely applaud. And I find this interesting because I'm not going to say all of us. I'm going to say a lot of us as a staff, record label, and the crew in society, we don't like being ripped off. We don't. And if anything's ever wrong, we'll march in the streets. Wait. Hold on. I'm not talking about what you think I mean, march in the streets. I'm not talking about that. That's not what I mean. Don't take it literal. Don't turn the episode off. What I mean is that certain consumer things happen and all of a sudden, like, we're flipping out. Like, somebody finds, like, a fly in their hamburger, we're flipping out, right? But if someone that has been selling us a phone for, I don't know, 10 years tells us, yeah, we've been slowing it down on purpose, and sorry about that, but to fix it, it's only going to cost you $29. Whoa, wait. You're going to charge me? Whoa. That's like, you know how, like, they have these, like, airbag recalls? They have these airbag recalls, right? Like, Honda just had one. Honda just had an airbag recall where basically they were like, hey, the airbags in these cars aren't working. So wait, in case you didn't know, let me just give you a quick breakdown of this. Honda had an airbag recall and they were like, yo, in case you guys didn't know, the airbags aren't working. They're not doing what we need them to do. So bring your car back. We'll just give you a new airbag. What if Honda was like, hey, man, the airbag's not working in your car, so you can bring your car in and we'll give you a new airbag, but it's going to cost you about $500-$600. So we'll fix your airbag, but it's going to cost you like $500-$600. Or you could just mob around with that airbag working. If Honda did that, we'd be up in arms. But because it's Apple, I mean, it's fine. And you know what? Here's the thing. You may not have a problem with this. And that's 100% okay. I just needed Apple to be acknowledged as Friday's finesse artists. They're the Friday's finesse artists, and they're the illest, and my hat goes off to them. This is what I'm going to go ahead and do. I'm going to take a quick break, and when I get back, I'm going to tell you guys why an ATM giving you too much money can be a problem, and I'm also going to tell you why the best way to rob a truck. Whoa, wait. That came out the wrong way. I'm going to tell you how a creative way that some people in Switzerland were robbing trucks. And if that's something that you want to do with your free time, maybe New Year's resolution, hey, I need to rob more trucks, or my way of robbing trucks isn't quite working out. I mean, depending on where you're listening to this at, you may be listening to this somewhere that they let you listen to podcasts. And maybe where you're at is somewhere that you ended up by robbing trucks, and you may need a new strategy. And if you do use that new strategy, please don't credit me. Please don't give me a shout out. Like, hey, Ryan Holloway from the GSMC Weird News podcast told me how to do this. No. Don't do that. Don't ever, 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 ever mention my name for anything like that. I'm going to take a quick break, and I will be right back. Thanks.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your host, Ryan Holloway, presented on the GSMC Podcast Network for all of your podcasting needs. So I just got done telling you guys who the finesse, who the, I'm going to call, I don't know what I'm going to call it. I don't know how I'm going to get out Friday finesser yet. I don't even know if finesser is a word. Friday finesse, Friday's best finesse. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'm going to figure it out and it's going to be great and you guys are going to love it. And it's going to be awesome. Anyway, I just got done telling you about how Apple, they said they've been slowing your phone down for a while, but it's okay because you can pay them $29 and they'll fix it for you. If you don't think anything is wrong with that, that's fine. I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to share a game and give understanding. That's all. Or exchange game and share understanding, whichever one works better for you. This is where we're at. So that was Apple's mind control over you, like massive amounts of consumerism will convince you that you pay $29 because someone else gave you an inferior product. Now, some more mind control. I have a man that was basically an ATM used Jedi mind tricks on him. So this individual went to the Wells Fargo ATM and decided to withdraw some money. What ended up happening was that he withdrew the money and basically the ATM gave him too much money. So he didn't like how much money he gave him. So he decided to punch the ATM. He punched the ATM. He contacted the ATM manager because the bank was closed. And he told the ATM manager, I don't know why they called it ATM manager. They contacted customer service. Like, who's the, I don't think there's a specific, I've worked at a couple of banks. We don't have a specific ATM manager. I feel like he'd be pretty busy. He or she. Called the customer service agent. The customer service agent basically snitched on the man at Wells Fargo press charges. Now, let me go ahead and explain something to you guys. Before you're like, why would he trip off of getting too much money? How would we punch an ATM? Let me go ahead and say this. I wouldn't punch an ATM. That's not something I would do. One, I'm not a violent person. B, me punching an ATM isn't going to help much because I feel like the ATM is going to win because my hand isn't made of ATM material. My hand is made of human bone. So I'm going to lose to an ATM machine. But I think I understand where this guy was coming from because I, for one, have used a Wells Fargo ATM and they make it real convenient to use because they have these buttons, right? They have these buttons where instead of you selecting a specific amount, like typing it in or whatever, they have a bunch of different options you can choose. Like you don't type in 20, 30, whatever. Let me rephrase this. A lot of ATMs have these things where, you know, 20, 40, 80, whatever. And it goes like all, but they're on the side. Right. So you touch the button. Wells Fargo's ATM is like completely touchscreen, which makes sense. Right. But, you know, the 20, 40 and 80, they're all next to each other on the screen. It's the whole thing's touchscreen. Now, this gentleman, we don't know this, but he may bank somewhere. You know what? I do know this because this is the only reason why you would punch an ATM for giving you too much money. So I'm going to have, what's this guy's name? I'm going to have Michael, I'm not going to say his whole name. I'm going to have Michael O's back because last name starts with O. I'm going to have his back. And I'm going to assume Michael O had about $61 in his account to his name. Maybe he had $61.85 because that sounds like an amount that you'd have to your name. He had $61.85. And you know how much Michael needed to take out? Michael needed to take out exactly $40. He needed to take out 40 because he had some other bill coming in. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was one of those pending things where he charged maybe like $17.85 somewhere, right? And he was waiting for that to come through. But he knew $17.85 was coming because he went to the gas station somewhere where, you know how you go to the gas station, you buy something, it takes him like 600 days to charge you for it. So it's just pending on there. So Michael's like, all right, I'm gonna take out 40 because I got $61.85 and I'll be okay. But instead of pushing 40, he tapped 60. Now his balance is $185 and then 60 came out. So he punched the ATM in the face. Now I'm not saying that I condone Michael's behavior. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying anything there. That I'm just saying that I could see why he may have did this. And some of you are asking like, hey, how come he wouldn't just, why didn't he just like deposit the money back in there? I'm going to tell you why. Because he doesn't bank there. That's the problem. He was probably on the run somewhere. He probably needed 40 bucks and went to hit the quick cash, $40. But he hit 60 by accident. So he can't deposit the 20 back in because he's not a Wells Fargo customer. He banked somewhere else. He already had to pay the $3 or whatever. He had to pay the $3 to use the ATM. Then probably $3.75 to his other bank right? And now he has an overdraft fee because only the amount in there left is $185, and he's going to be overdraft for $3 borrowing some money, and then $3.75 for his other bank. And then that $17.85 from JoJo's Quickie Mart is going to go in there, and next thing you know, Michael's overdrafted. I just feel like for him to call Wells Fargo, though, and say, hey, man, your ATM made me upset, so I punch it in the face, and it gave me too much money. I don't feel like Wells Fargo should have pressed charges. To me, I don't think, I mean, they didn't have to press charges on that, man. Like, things are already bad enough. I say you check his account. Well, Wells Fargo can't check his account because he doesn't necessarily work. He doesn't bank there. But I think Wells Fargo should have let it go. Like, hey, man, we're sorry that happened to you. Do you want to open the account with us? Like, who's your financial provider that isn't giving you the ability to access ATMs whenever you're on the go? I feel like this was a selling opportunity for Wells Fargo. Instead, they pressed charges on that man. I don't feel like it's right. I don't think it's fair. Well, you know, some things in life aren't fair, but I feel like if you punch an ATM and your hand hurts, and then you call customer service and waiting on hold for, I don't know, 5 to 13 minutes, and then like they can't help you, I don't think, and you got to pay overdraft charges, I don't necessarily think that they should traverse charges. I think they should have just let it go. But moral of the story is, don't fight ATMs. You got to be smarter. Like these guys in Switzerland. These guys in Switzerland were robbing trucks on the freeway. So what they would do is they would have a car, right? And then they would pull up behind a truck. They would get on the hood of their car, open the back of the truck, and like hop in the truck. Reports of this were happening because there were drivers on the Switzerland roads that were calling in and calling the authorities like, hey, these guys are climbing in the trucks and stealing stuff. Now, first of all, if you call 911 and say, hey, there's a guy on a hood and he's climbing into a truck and he's breaking into the back of the truck and stealing stuff. First of all, if I'm the 911 operator, I'm going to say, listen, you shouldn't be drinking and driving. Okay, I need you to put your bottle down or whatever you're using while you're on the road, and you need to pull over, and I'll contact someone to come and get you. Because either you're high or your computer is in your passenger seat and you're watching a television screen using the Wi-Fi on your phone, and you're just high and you don't understand that that's not real. I need you to pull over. That's what I would say, because it doesn't make any sense. Secondly, it's good that this wasn't like Switzerland, because I feel like in California, we're not going to call the police. We're just going to watch, because we're all about watch. I think we're all about like watching active things happen. Like California has a fire. It's all over the news. I'm not going to say we're into like tragedy porn, but I'm going to say that if we're on the freeway, there's guys on the hoods breaking the back of trucks. I'm watching. I'm not calling. Listen, first of all, the reason I can't call is because I'm putting it on my Snapchat. So if I'm driving with one hand, I'm Snapchatting with the other, how am I going to call the police? I don't, that's going to take away from my snap. Now I got to edit the snap. I got to put a filter on it. I got to do all types of things. I don't have time to call anybody's police. There's no time for that. So, I mean, it's a good thing that happened in Europe, but that probably happened with multiple people because eventually, the way these guys were caught was they hopped inside of a truck that had cameras in it. So when they opened the back of the truck, there was nothing in it. And the driver, the guys got out of the truck, and then they used a camera to basically find them in the license plate and so on. But what are y'all stealing? Like what are you stealing that requires that level of risk to me? Because man, like, okay, now we've all seen one movie where someone's on the hood of a car on the freeway. We've seen one, whether it be Matrix, Fast and Furious, any movie that you've watched, someone's been on the hood of a car on the freeway. Now, there's never anything that's going to make me get on the hood of a car on the freeway. Nothing at all. So I want to know what's in the back of that truck that you guys are climbing out of. Because look, you got four different people. You got one person driving the car. They had another person that was spotting. Then two people were getting on the hood and then getting in the truck. That's four people. So whatever you guys are getting, it's got to be split four ways. What are you stealing that requires that amount of risk that's worth everyone dying at the same time? I need to know. I just want to know. So, I mean, they got caught. And actually, you know, I find it kind of weird because in Switzerland, they got 18 to 21 months. Now, I feel like if you did that in California, or if you got caught doing that in the U.S., I feel like you're getting 10 years. I don't even know what the charge would be. I just feel like for that amount of danger and causing a spectacle and like breaking and entering and whatever you do, I feel like you just get 10 years, at least 5 years, but 18 to 20 months. Are y'all still in potato chips? Like what? I don't, the punishment doesn't fit the crime. It just doesn't make any sense to me, but it's not on me to judge. It is not on me to judge. So you guys think about that. Don't get out on the hood of your car right now. Don't do that. I didn't tell you that for you to try that. That was just a story to make you laugh a little bit. That's not something you're supposed to go and do. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. And when I get back, I'm going to give you guys a weird thing that happened in history that kind of destroyed millions of people's lives. I'm going to tell you Happy New Year. I'm going to also tell you about the barber that you should choose, because right now there's an epidemic going. It's not an epidemic. A guy went to a barbershop. Wait. I won't tell you now. That's silly. We'll call this a cliffhanger. I'll give you a commercial, then I'll come back and I'll continue the story. I just let you behind the curtain. You're welcome. Be right back. Thanks.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented on the GSMC Podcast Network for all of your podcast needs. I just got done reviewing the best way for you guys to rob a truck. Wait, not the best way to rob a truck. That is not what I meant. I meant how they're robbing trucks in Switzerland. Apparently, people are on the freeway and they're getting on the hoods of the car. They're pulling up to the back of the truck. They're breaking into the truck and they're stealing whatever is on the truck. My question was, what's on the truck that's worth all four of you guys dying at the same time? And what's on the truck that's only valuable enough to get you 18 and 21 months in jail? I don't understand. That seems like an Ocean 11 kind of crime with candy shoplifting penalties. Seems weird. They'll figure it out. But for those gentlemen that are going to be, if they're going to be in jail 18 months, hopefully they pick the right barber, because apparently this other guy, he got his hair cut just recently and he went to the barber shop. He told the guy, hey, what I'm going to need about a number one, number two. I need a number two, kind of a fade, like a Caesar kind. You wanted the Caesar, which is when you get a haircut even all the way around. The barber ended up cutting him too low. And they were kind of beefing while they were in the chair, like going back and forth with each other. Apparently, the guy kept moving. So the barber grabbed his ear to make him stop moving so much while he was in the chair. And he cut his ear. Apparently, cut it by accident. And the guy ended up having to go get inside of another chair in the same barbershop and just have his hair shaved all the way off. Now, I have a few different issues with this story. First of all, now, I do, before I say this barber's out of his mind, which is rude, I'm just going to say this. Like, I've been to barbershops where someone would be in a chair and just move a lot. Now, and I'm not talking about children. I don't mean someone that didn't drive themselves to the barbershop. Because I feel like if you drove yourself to the barbershop, and I'm talking to you kids on the bicycles too, if you got to the barbershop on your own merit, you should know what you're doing. I've seen adults be in the chair moving around. Hey, what's up? Moving their neck around. Hey man, did you see the game? Bro, sit still. But so I understand the barber's frustration, but to twist someone's ear, that just seems weird to me. I don't know why you would twist a grown man's ear. The guy was 22. The barber was 46. So maybe you get your hair cut by someone that's a little bit close to your own age. I personally don't feel like 46 is that old, but I don't really know where you grew up cutting hair at, where you just twist someone's ear to have them stop moving. You could say, hey, bro, could you be still a little bit? But to twist somebody's ear, do they teach you that in barber college? I don't know. But my thing that got me was the guy got up from the chair and then went and sat in another chair to have his hair cut all the way off. If I'm in the barber and someone twists my ear and then cuts me, I'm not doing any more business in that shop. I'm not going to get up and walk across the aisle and go sit in a different chair and say, all right, man, hook me up. No, that's it. That's it. I'm done. You don't go to the restaurant and then order a burger and they come out and there's a finger in your burger and you say, all right, I'm going to go sit at the other. I'm going to sit in that other booth over there. No. I'm done. There's no, especially to get my head shaved. I could shave my own head. If you really needed a haircut that bad to the point, first of all, if you needed a haircut, like if it was like a job interview and you're like, yo, I got to go to this job interview, B, I need this done ASAP. I get that. Like I 100% understand that. That's fine. What I don't understand is if you go and just cut your hair, if you're shaving your head all the way off. If you're shaving your head all the way off, there's no reason to stay there. I could cut your hair. Look, man, if they twisted your ear and then cut you, just leave the barbershop. Go across the street. Man, go to Taco Bell. They got somebody in Taco Bell has clippers with them. They could cut your hair off all the way there. So for anybody ever in a bad situation in the barbershop, if you don't like the situation, you got to get out. That's a message for the day, by the way. If you're uncomfortable somewhere, then you got to leave. There's no adjusting comfortability in certain places. And I'm not talking about when you're striving for excellence. When you're striving for excellence, you're going to have uncomfortable situations. That's different. I'm talking about when the universe is telling you that you shouldn't be somewhere. Now, if you're at the gym and you're on a Stairmaster, and you got like 30 seconds left and you're uncomfortable, finish that out. That's how you make diamonds. That's just pressure. But if you're in the barber shop and the barber cuts you and then twists your ear, then you need to go. That's the universe saying, hey, B, whatever's about to happen here isn't going to be good. You got to stop. So that's my message for that. Speaking of just listening to things, here's my fact of the, not really my fact, but the strange thing in history. This is kind of weird. So this may just tell you guys about, I'm not about to tell you what to believe as far as some people believe in the universe. Some people have like a really strong view on religion. But check this out. Pope Gregory the 10th decided, this was like in like the 1300s, super long ago. Pope Gregory the 10th ran off all the cats because he said they were the devil and he felt like they were pests. So they were exterminated in droves. Just exterminated. And you know what this led to? It's believed that this led to the bubonic plague, also known as the Black Plague, that killed millions of people. So because basically if you didn't have any cats around, then the mice spread. Like the rats and mice got wild. So the more mice and rats you have, the more disease you have. And this apparently killed millions of people because the Pope was like, hey, man, I don't like cats. They're evil and they're the devil. Now, here's the thing. This is interesting, right? Because this isn't even about religion. This isn't about religion at all. This isn't about whether or not he thought the cats were evil. And some people do think cats are evil because they're too cool and they walk around with these little personalities and this like sense of arrogance kind of. My mom's cat's like that. Like she's kind of like, she just has this look on her face. Like she knows something that I don't know. You know, and I don't mind cats. They're fine. They kind of have that look of arrogance. And I can see how the Pope was like, hey, man, this isn't cool. I don't like these cats being all over the place. But this isn't about religion, though. It's not about religion at all. This is more just about whether or not he was a cat or a dog person. And I feel like he was like, hey, man, like, you know, I'm more of a Rex, Scruffy. What's another dog name? I don't know. Scooby. Like I'll roll with them. I'm not really the Heathcliff Garfield type. So what I need you guys to do, just get rid of all the cats. I need you guys to exterminate all the cats. And that's what we're going to do. Then they got the bubonic plague. Why? Because they got rats, because there weren't any cats around. I have a couple different theories on basically like why this is true or why I believe it to be true. Because like when you watch Walking Dead, do you ever see cats on there? Other than the big tiger they had that died, which isn't a real cat, because that's a tiger, and a tiger wouldn't really be around during a zombie apocalypse, but I can't really tell you whether or not a zombie, I can't tell you what would happen for real in a zombie apocalypse. That's kind of rude of me, right? No, it's not. Forget that. Listen, there wouldn't be a tiger during a zombie apocalypse. It just wouldn't be there. But have you ever seen cats in The Walking Dead? No, you haven't. I'm going to tell you why. Because if there were cats on The Walking Dead, then there wouldn't be a Walking Dead disease, because the cats would have took care of it. They would have just handled all that, because the Walking Dead disease was probably spread by a whole bunch of rats that bit some people. And then we got all these zombies running around, and that's basically that's what happened. That's what happened. So next time you see a cat, thank him or her for his service in keeping rats and mice at bay, so that we don't have bubonic plague or Walking Dead disease or really, really bad flus that keep us in bed for like multiple weeks at a time. Just thank a cat. Next time you see a cat, thank a cat. Just thank him. Even if you're a dog person, just be like, hey, man, thanks for all your service. Okay? Can you handle that? All right, cool. I'm going to go ahead and recap this episode for you guys. This is what we talked about. Just give you guys a quick breakdown of the lessons learned. Friday's finesse best goes to Apple for having you believe that it's okay for you to pay $29 to fix your phone that they decided to break with their master satellite. So congratulations, Apple. We take our hat off to you. Secondly, guys in Switzerland taught you that if you're going to rob a truck, get on a hood or on the freeway and then break into the back of that truck while it's moving, and you'll only get 18 to 21 months. So you can basically commit an Ocean's 11 crime and get candy time. Hey, that's clever. I like that. All right. Also, if the ATM gives you too much money, don't punch the ATM in the face, because Wells Fargo will press charges on you. Just suck it up, accept it as a loss. And that's just how you have to accept it. Also, there's this. If you go to the barbershop and the barber twists your ear and then cuts you, it's okay to leave that shop. It's okay. It's all right. Especially if you're just going to cut all your hair off anyway. It's okay. Just go to a different barbershop. Like you don't have to deal with that type of abuse. You don't have to do that. You're a grown up and you got to that barbershop all by yourself. And if you don't want to be there, you don't have to be there. Lastly, you got to see a cat, thank him. Thank the cat and say, hey, man, I appreciate you keeping us safe, because cats will stop the bubonic plague. Unless you're the 10th Pope, you're like, hey, I don't like cats and I like the bubonic plague. So whatever. I'm a dog guy. With that, I'm going to tell you guys this. Have a very happy and safe new year. I thank you for rocking with me for these couple months since I jumped on. I'm going to have even more shows for you guys. Next month's going to be great. We're going to have a great time. Be safe on the road. And like, hey, call an Uber. Not necessarily just because you shouldn't be drinking and driving, but I don't need a whole bunch of you guys on the road like not knowing where you're going. Like, we're going to New Year's Eve party, yay, and then not knowing where you're going. Don't do that. Just get in the Uber or the Lyft. Not that they always know where they're going, but just so that you don't have to worry about where you're going and being drunk at the same time. It's just not a good look. It's not a good look. So with that, you could be anywhere in the world right now, which you probably are. I thank you for spending this time with me. Thank you for listening to me, Ryan Holloway, your favorite host on the GSMC Weird News Podcast, presented on the GSMC Podcast Network. Live long, prosper, watch for potholes. Thanks.